I totally recognize, appreciate, of course, Amanda's encouragement around, first level truth not being sort of metaphysical statement of everything's suffering. And I was wondering, how to view the Buddha's teachings? There's other places in the suttas where he says, like, sabbe sankhara dukkha, and like, is he saying that, because in those contexts, it doesn't seem like that context of the first level truth. He's saying, but what is he saying in that context?
We're taking it away from the personal, in the sense that sabbe sankhara, all conditioned things are dukkha, is a lot different than, everybody else is happy and I'm miserable. and it's sort of a personal quality. I'm sort of sabbe sankhara dukkha, right? I am dukkha. That's the import of it. Because the problem is the personalization and the burden of it. Sabbe sankhara are sabbe sankhara sukha, except for me. That isn't what he's teaching.
It makes me think of another teaching Ajahn Lumpur Sumedho gave, or a story he told that Ajahn Chah would walk up to him in the monastery and say, "Sumedho loves to suffer." Kind of personal.
The Lumpur was merciless, actually, pointing that out. And of course he had such a long relationship with Ajahn Sumedho and understood him so well that sometimes he was merciless. But it was really just really clear. And it was very incredible kindness to really put up a mirror to that habit of suffering.